up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
This Friday, a very important event is happening in Shep, the Light the Night Walk. It's happening 6 p.m. at Vic Park Lake, and joining us to have a little chat about it this morning is one of the organisers, Alistair Hand. Morning, Alistair.
Good morning. Thanks
Mate,
for
this
having
is
me.
Such a good local initiative that you and your old man help organise. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Light the Night is to raise awareness and also funds for the Leukemia Foundation, and obviously just support families that have gone through or that are going through the terrible blood cancers.
And now, it's a brilliant cause, first of all, but it's something that's very close to your heart as well. Are you happy to share with your story about where you've been and where you're at now as well with the people that don't know you or your story?
So back in 2016, January 3rd it was, I was 22 years old, just going through life, and then woke up at about 2 a.m., felt like someone was just stabbing me in the ribs every breath. And I'd always had a bad back, but I was just like, went and saw mom. She's like, have Panadol, go back to bed. She's a nurse. Didn't really care too much, obviously.
You're just whinging again.
Yeah, exactly. And then she came back in because I was curled up in a ball just crying because it was hurting so bad. So we went down to emergency, had an x-ray and a blood test, and they thought it was pneumonia, which are like, that's weird, like your age this time of year. So then they just put me on antibiotics and sent me home. I was going to go back that afternoon for more antibiotics. And they gave us a call and said, oh, you have to come back in. Your bloods have been flagged. We need to have a chat. And mum being a nurse, she knew that wasn't good. Also, my cousin had been diagnosed 18 months before me. So my family had already been going through the leukemia journey. So went back down. The doctor then said, it's a possible blood cancer. And I was just like, nah.
Surely not.
It's not. I'm all right. Like, I'm fine. So went back in for another blood test the next morning so they could send it to Melbourne for better testing. That afternoon, got a call from Olivia Newton-John Centre at Dalston. Hey, you have to come down right now. So family came around, said goodbye, didn't tell friends or anything, packed a bag. Mum's like, you got to pack a bag. I chucked one pair of jocks, one pair of shorts, not a whole lot in there. She's like, I think you're going to have to pack more. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go down and they're going to tell me that it was a mistake. Mum, she just let it go, obviously.
And then how many months later, how long did you end up at the hospital for and how big was that journey from there?
I had 3 rounds of chemo. So I had my first, I went in and was in lockdown for 27 days. Couldn't go outside because my immune system was shot. So I'd had a round of chemo and then you wait till your bloods go down and then recover again. I came home for about 4 days and then went back down, had another round of chemo, had about 4 days out just at a hotel, which the Leukemia Foundation funded for mum and dad to live in. This is why this event is so important because they fund accommodation and things like this for families. Stayed in the hotel for a few days, then went back in hospital for a week, home for 4 days, back down for another week chemo, out for a couple of days, back in for a week. And then I was going to be going home after a couple of months. They thought the chemo had worked well. I went into remission after the first month. And then after my second round of chemo, they talked about a stem cell transplant. And I was like, what's going on? So I was the first one to be tested in Australia for there's mutated genes. And mine was the RUNX1 mutation, which I was the first one tested. They didn't have the funding here. Over in Germany, it was the studies had shown that it's a high rate of it coming back if you have this gene. So they're like, you have to have a stem cell transplant to wipe the system. So I went home for 3 months, got told just to eat heaps and get fit because you'll need all the strength you can. So my mate Jacob Warren helped me out. He's a PT and I put on about 10 kilos, I think. And then went back in July of 2016 for a stem cell transplant and was in lockdown for another 28 days, I think it was.
Doesn't stop.
Nah, because that round of chemo is worse than the rest because it's wiping your cells so they don't ever come back. So that round was terrible. I didn't eat for 2 weeks, was on like fentanyl infusion constantly for the pain, felt like I was just swallowing golf balls wrapped in razor blades. Ooh. like the worst. So yeah, had the stem cell transplant and then still lived in Melbourne. There were some brand new apartments built that the Leukemia Foundation funded in North Melbourne. So mum and dad actually moved in there. They opened on July 13th, 2016, which was my transplant date, actually. So mum and dad were the first family in there. There was, I think, six or seven rooms there.
How good's that?
So that was pretty amazing. Like I said, if Leukemia Foundation didn't fund mum and dad living down there, like obviously they weren't working or anything, they would have been up for so much money.
So what about from your journey from then till now? Are you fully recovered? Is there a chance it could come back? Because you're looking very good now.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. There's always a chance. They never really say you're 100% free. They say the 5-year mark sort of is cured, but I probably have just as much chance as you or Ellie at the moment.
Do you go often for like regular checkups, or how does it work?
I've just been down, what was that, 2 or 3 weeks ago? I'm on 4 month breaks now. So okay. They sort of spread apart. I lived in Melbourne after my transplant and was going in 3-4 times a week, and then it dropped off 2 times a week, then once a week, and then I moved home towards the end of 2016 and then was going down once a fortnight and then once a month, and they slowly just trickle off and trickle all your medication off. And it's a big balancing act because of you're on immunosuppressive drugs, which sort of keep the new cells in check. If you didn't have them, then my new cells, they attack foreign things, so they attack the cancer. But they also would attack my stomach, my heart, all your organs, because it's like, that's not mine. I'm going to kill it. So you have these drugs to keep that in balance. But then if you try and drop them too quick, which at 2 or 3 stages they did with me, and I had real bad gut issues, so they have to boost all the meds back up, and then the journey starts again. So times like that were pretty hard because you're sort of getting past it, and then all of a sudden it's like, bang, medication back up, and the journey continues. But I'm back to working full time now at Golden Valley Sign Makers. My bosses there have been amazing with letting me slowly work in. I started off at 2 days a week, 3 days a week, and sort of built up. And then I got really run down. I'm sort of a 100 miles an hour person and got really bad fatigued and had vertigo real bad and spun out and for about 6 weeks. And mum forced me to drop back my hours. So I dropped back to 4 days for a good 6 months, and I've just been full time now for probably 3 months. So
good on you, man.
I'm doing good. I'm still very, very fatigued. Unfortunately, that's something that will stick around forever. 2 visits ago at my doctor, I had a chat with them, and they're like, is there any issues? Usually after a stem cell transplant, your bone density and your lung capacity are the ones that get affected really bad. But they said mine are amazing, like they're nearly better than before. Like,
that's amazing.
So they're like, you're doing extremely well, is there anything else? And I'm like, I'm just tired all the time. And they're like, unfortunately, fatigue is just something that'll be a forever thing. People are 30 years past the stem cell transplant and get tired. So
it's still part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, so I just have to learn to live with that, unfortunately, and learn when to slow down.
Yeah, of course. Well, hey, if you've been affected by Alistair's story and you want to help out, or if you or anyone you know is suffering from blood cancer, make sure you get to the Light the Night Walk this Friday night. It's happening at 6 p.m. at Vic Park Lake, and there's going to be entertainment there. Jess and Nick are going to be performing. Also, the Shep Rotary Club's putting on a barbecue. And Little Amusements also going to be there selling, you know, twisty potatoes and hot cinnamon donuts and all of that. So it's going to be a great event. Alistair, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story this morning.
Thank you.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.